I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Hey, if you liked what you just heard, give us 5 stars. If you didn't, Mama always said, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
It is AAPI month. Now, a bunch of you guys aren't even going, you just heard AA and you're like, oh, are we going to celebrate old people? No, has nothing to do with old people. Jackson's here to tell us what AAPI is.
Yes, today is May the 1st, which marks the first day of AAPI month. AAPI stands for Asian American and Pacific Islanders. I identify myself as an Asian American, and so we have a month now, so we get to celebrate us.
Yay for your month! Yay! This also marks the 1 year anniversary of me thinking you were going to steal my job. Because remember last year you came in and I was all insecure that I wasn't doing a good job. And then you came in with donuts and I was like, Jackson's taking over.
Well, look how far we've come.
Well, I mean, you're never really totally out of the woods.
I am under contract.
I'll eat that. No, that's true. When he came in, Abby really thought that we were having like an on-air audition right in front of her. And he was going to steal her job. Silly.
Imagine that.
Those donuts were very convincing.
Well, in honor of AAPI month, I thought that I'd come in here and start with a segment that Katie inspired me for, which is things not to say to Asian people. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, bring the list.
Let's do it.
I think there's a lot of people out here who could benefit from this list.
I mean, I think you're staring right at somebody that probably wants to start that list with.
Yeah. Listen, I just wanted to honor the fact that you did karate as a kid.
Speaking of which,
number one.
Don't ask if we all know karate. That seems pretty self-explanatory.
Listen, if I ask you for a good sushi restaurant recommendation, it has none, just because I think you did.
That's number two.
You are burying yourself right now. Okay, another one. Don't come up to me and bow.
Wait, what? You're lying.
Who bowed to you?
These are all things that I have personally experienced.
Wow.
Don't do that.
Oh, I don't know if I want to make this confession, so here I go.
No, you didn't. Yeah, come on, get in the hole with me right here.
This is recent, even. And I felt like such an idiot. And I think it's because I'm watching Shogun. So I got a massage the other day. And I am walking out, and like there's the sweetest old man. He must have been like 85 years old working there.
This was just like a couple of days ago.
And he gave me a little bow thing, so I gave him a little bow back.
Well, if they bow first.
That's different. If you're reciprocating, okay. That's a little different.
Okay.
If you had just walked in, bust that door open, and then bowed, that would have been a much different story.
You get a pass on this one.
Yeah, it's close.
You don't have to jump in the hole with Abby just yet.
Okay, I'm over here.
If you ask me where I'm from and I say Atlanta, don't follow it up with where are you really from? Because the answer's still the same. I'm from Atlanta. If you're really curious about what my ethnicity is, then just ask, what's your ethnicity? You know?
Well, why that in itself is not kind of an off-putting question at it's just random to me.
It is. I feel like, you know, when you go up to, like, you know, a white person, you don't assume that they're German or Italian. Like, things like that don't happen. But for some reason, it's weird with Asians where people are, like, very hard-pressed on guessing what what you are, which is always off-putting.
Huh. Okay.
I will never forget. Oh, I was in an elevator ride, and we had some K-pop stars here at the studio. And I get into the elevator with the K-pop stars, and another man doesn't work on this floor, so he's not in radio. He works for another one of the companies in the building, gets on the elevator and asks them, like, I'm witnessing this conversation. It literally took like 30 seconds because that's how long we were in the elevator, but asked them if they're Japanese, okay, if they're from Japan. And they were like, no, we're from Korea. And he goes, the good Korea or the bad Korea? Oh, wow. Is this really happening right now?
Yeah,
I'm not even kidding you.
Wow. Oh, I've 100% heard that. Because when I say, like, oh, I'm Korean, they're like, not North, right? That's, and I'm like, come on now, right?
And then they started speaking in their, they started speaking their own language, like their language. And I was like, I hope you're talking so much back about that. Oh, my goodness, in the elevator with us right now.
I think this could be a fun carnival game. Like, instead of having somebody guess your height or your weight, when an Asian walks by, you're like, hey, come over here.
All right. Don't ask me if my parents are disappointed that I'm not a doctor. The answer is yes, but that's none of your business.
So that stereotype is true.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Depends on the parents, but for the most
part. For the most part. Okay. Because I've seen stand-up comedians that are Asian. They all consistently make the same joke. That doesn't matter. If they're on stage doing comedy, they're already a disappointment to their parents.
Don't say that you love Korean food and then say how much you like Kung Pao chicken. That's
no.
That's seriously, like going up to an Italian and saying that you really love Papa John's. if there's ever a time where a math problem is ever thrown out there, don't look at me and assume that I have the answer.
Oh, God. Oh,
I probably do, but don't assume I do. On the topic of food, Abby, don't ask me where the best sushi restaurant is in town just because I'm Asian.
You literally gave me a sushi.
It was a joke. and the last one that I'll say is, don't ever come up to me and just say ni hao.
What? I don't even know what that
is. Ni hao is hello when you're speaking in Chinese, and people just assume that I'm Chinese because that's like the default, and then they try and prove knowledge.
You have had people come up to you and they say hello by saying ni hao.
I've had the combo of a ni hao and a bow.
What?
Shut up.
Yeah,
where is this taking place? Are you just like at Publix and someone comes up to you?
No. At work, Abby, from you.
That's so random, man.
I know. It very much is. But just, you know, stay in your lane.
Thank you for the PSA and happy AAPI month.
Thank you.
Does anyone want to bury me in this hole over here?
All right, Mo, so talk to us about this billionaire that faked his own death, man.
Man, this story is hard to believe. So much so I had to keep doing some research to make sure that it was real, and it appears to be very real. So there's a mysterious case of a billionaire named Carl Erwin Hobb, who was believed to have died in a skiing accident in 2018. So he was on a solo ski expedition in the Alps, and he was declared dead by a German court after an extensive search for 3 years to find him. In 2021, they decided to end the search. They can't find him, and they declared that he passed away. And his brother, his younger brother, was the guy who sent in his death information and got the death certificate and actually took over the company as the new CEO that this guy left behind. But recently, reports have shown from mostly a woman who is now been named as his quote unquote side chick, they have a lot of reason to believe that this woman has done things somehow that have led people or the court system to believe that he might actually still be alive. And so they started pressing the younger brother about the information that he gave. And because it's been years since the younger brother gave this information, there were some holes in his story that got them to dig in even more. And now, most recently, there is a photo that popped up, and the individual in the image resembles this man to what technology has deemed 90% accurate to believe that it is actually him, and it was him hiding away with the side chick. So now they actually believe that they have enough evidence to pursue the fact that this billionaire man faked his death to get away from his wife and be able to live in peace with his side chick.
Are there legal ramifications for faking your own death?
I would think. Didn't this happen? Who was it? Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah.
Whose husband went missing, like, on a boat or something like that. And they just found him, like, he just went to an island. He just swam to an island and, like, faked his own death.
Just to get out of the marriage.
Just to get out of the marriage, right?
What happened to divorce? That's just, that's not the move anymore?
You know, people say that divorce is not an option. Yeah, it is.
It really is.
It sure is. It's The Bird Show.
Get it. The Bird Show.